That's the heart of this approach. Serious cuts balanced by some new revenues. And it's been the position of every Democratic and Republican leader who has worked to reduce the deficit, from Bill Clinton to Ronald Reagan. In fact, earlier this week, one of the most conservative members of the Senate, Tom Coburn, announced his support for a balanced, bipartisan plan that shows promise. And then a funny thing happened. He received a round of applause from a group of Republican and Democratic senators. That's a rare event in Washington. So there will be plenty of haggling over the details in the days ahead. But this debate boils down to a simple choice.